Broadcasting live from atop the Rocky Mountains, the crossroads of the West. You are listening to the Liberty Roundtable Radio Talk Show.
All right. Happy to have you along, my fellow Americans. I am Sam Bushman. This is Liberty Roundtable Live. Hard-hitting news the networks refuse to use, no doubt, starts now. This, my fellow Americans, is the broadcast for May 10th in the year of our Lord, 2021. This is hour one of two, and our goal always to protect life, liberty, and property, and to promote God, family, and country on your radio and the traditions of our founding fathers. Yes, indeed, we use the blueprint for liberty, the supreme law of the land, the Constitution for the United States of America. That is our guide. Not to mention the fact that we stand for the peaceful restoration of the greatest country on the face of the earth. We reject revolution. We stand for peaceful restoration. We also believe the checks and balances brilliantly put in place by the founding fathers. What are the great peaceful restorative solutions we have at our fingertips? And that's why we believe that we can make a difference, folks. You and I, via the checks and balances, one of the unique attributes of a constitutional republic. Welcome to the broadcast. Hope you had an absolutely fantastic God, family, country style weekend. And let's talk about Saturday's broadcast for a second, shall we? The recap starts now. Happy Mother's Day to all of you wonderful ladies out there. Mom, in their eyes, you are a superstar. That's HSLDA, the Homeschool Legal Defense Association, hslda.org. As a mom, you are facing unprecedented challenges. Yet you are also touching your children's life with beauty, with grace, giving them stability, as well as moments of treasure. Sam tells personal stories of the sacrifice of his own mothers. If the hand that rocks the cradle rules the world, then ladies of liberty will save the republic. No doubt about that. That was hour one, hour two. This week, Americans prayed together. That was last week, by the way, now. Americans prayed together across the nation celebrating the 70th National Day of Prayer. Our nation is in desperate need of prayer. The Bible says the prayer of the righteous is powerful and effective. No doubt about that. I encourage everyone to pray and ask for God's help, not only for the current, but for our future. Forgiveness for sins, for unity for our nation. Anyway, great stuff from Matt Staver and others. Are you going to Freedom Fest, I ask? We talked about Loving Liberty Network presents Ladies Stand Your Ground presentation at freedomfest.com. LovingLiberty.net for that curriculum and more. That's coming up. We'll be talking more about that as the next several weeks and months unfold. Sons cannot visit their dying mother without a shot. What a shame. We are starting to force vaccines, folks, in the most dire of circumstances. Dying mother. Sons can't even see her unless you get the Coco shot. Look out, folks. They're starting to abuse us hard. Biden, amidst God and prayer from National Day of Prayer, those who think they can build this house without God are more foolish than the builders of Babel. No doubt about that, reality check. Amen. Governor Jay Inslee of Washington, the guy's a whacked out Democrat from the state of Washington. He's pushing churches and event venues to segregate people by vaccine status. I kid you not. Yeah, he's dangling the freedom carrot, promising he will double the amount of people that can meet together if you get the Coco shot. What a disgrace. He ought to be fired on the spot, literally hauled off for criminal activity, ladies and gentlemen. How dare you violate my rights and suggest I have to take a man-made experimental concoction by force? Shame on you, thug from the pit of heck. What is wrong with you? How dare you violate the agency of man in such manner? The governor of Washington State, ladies and gentlemen, just created a, quote, two-tiered or two-class system that will have the effect of telling people, you know what, where you can sit and not sit inside a church, where you can behave, what you can be admitted to. I mean, this is insanity, all based on this experimental. Yeah, on an experimental vaccine. They're going to use this experiment status If you're willing to participate in the global conspiracy tyranny, then you get special privilege. And if you don't, you're second class. Sit not only at the back of the bus, don't even come near us. We absolutely, ladies and gentlemen, cannot allow the government to tell people where they can sit in church based on a vaccine status or any other status. Nor can we allow a two-tier system based on experimental vaccines. Folks, Satan has been trying to divide the church for centuries. Folks, demand freedom from mandatory vaccine passports or contact tracing apps or any other manipulation based on this false experimental fiasco created by tyrannical thugs. Who is actually canceling our culture, you might ask? Sadly, is it we the people? I think yes, because we need to start to push back and do it now. I don't mean to be so crazy and belligerent about this, but folks, I'm telling you right now, a literal governor in the state of Washington literally telling people in church, if you get the vaccine, I'll let you have double the amount of people at church. So now you're thinking, I got to do my Christian duty and take the vaccine to let my brother go to church. What kind of an insane world is this? Dividing people, deciding where you can sit. You're at the back of the church, at the back of the bus. If you don't have the experimental vaccine, which isn't even a vaccine, folks, it is insanity. And we, the people, just sit back and go, well, I don't want to stick out. I'm embarrassed if I don't wear a mask and they tell me to. People will look at me funny. Folks, you better get over that and get over it quick, because not only will you be looked at funny later, you know what? There's all kinds of reality checks about the experimental vaccines to where you might be looked at funny because you're sterile now because you took the vaccine. Okay, I'm telling you right now, we the people are canceling our culture by our silence and our willingness to just run around like sheeple, lemmings falling off a cliff for crying out loud. Demand for COVID-19 vaccines decline as eligibility expands. Think of that reality check for a news headline, will you? In a public comment to the CDC, molecular biologist and toxicologist, Dr. I don't know how you say her name, Janzi? Chun Lindsay, she's a PhD. She called to immediately halt the COVID vaccine production. Yeah. Not only that, the distribution. So production and distribution, citing infertility, blood clotting, not to mention concerns about, how do you say this thing? Coagulopathy, whatever it is, and immune escape. Dr. Lindsay explained to the committee the scientific evidence showing that the vaccines are not safe. COVID vaccine could sterilize an entire generation, she says. We'll get into that as the broadcast unfolds more, because that's a story that needs to be talked about in greater detail. Tucker Carlson even went off on the vaccines. Two COVID vaccine questions that no one will answer. Here's what is relevant, Tucker said. The first question, is the vaccine safe? Is the vaccine effective? Nobody will blatantly answer that, because the fact is they don't know. And if they answer that, they have to admit they don't know or flat out lie. Disney World and Universal Studios at least doing something good for a change. Stopping temperature checks for guests. That's good news, because we don't even know if they work, folks. We've been told the temperature checks are bogus too. Man, we sure live in a fake, psychotic, dishonest world, don't we? All right. Lowell Nelson, campaignforliberty.org. Welcome back. And that's the recap. How are you, sir?
I'm well. Thank you, Sam. That was a great recap. And I appreciate your mentioning Dr. Janzi's work. I thought it was important to dig into that deeper this morning. So I appreciate your bringing that to the surface for us.
Amen to that, sir. We'll do that coming up. But first, a quick note. We talked about the Republican Party in the state of Utah. Failed, but a close vote, to censure Mitt Romney for his abusing of Donald Trump. And really, the impeachment proceedings was based on a bunch of lies and fake news stories and everything else. Nevertheless, although they failed statewide to censure Mitt Romney, there are some people that took extra action. We thought this would be a great follow-up to our Friday's broadcast. Lowell?
It is, Sam. Thank you. 116-97 was the vote in the Weber County Republican Party organizing convention. So there, you know, so a week earlier, as you said, the state delegates, by a vote of roughly 800 to 700, rejected the motion or the resolution to censure. But here in Weber County, by about 20 votes, they elected to censure the U.S. junior senator. So Weber County's GOP, they felt it important enough, and they were pretty angry. I mean, those delegates at the state convention were very angry at Romney, booing him and so forth. So it was the resolution, by the way, also applauded the votes of the other five congressmen from the state of Utah, one U.S. Senator Mike Lee, and then the four representatives, Stewart, Curtis, Moore, and Owens, for voting against the articles of impeachment. So it was a resolution packed both with, positive and negative, I suppose. But one interesting tidbit was that the sponsor of the resolution, whose name is Brian Gray, you know, he said, "I'm not here to divide the party by censuring Mitt Romney. I'm here to make him aware of how he divided the party." So I thought that was an interesting and an insightful comment, given the fact that everybody at the state convention that I attended last week was crying out aloud, "Don't divide the party by, you know, supporting this censure." Well, Brian Gray got it right. He said Romney's the one who divided the party by voting for impeachment, not us.
Amen to that. And the reality check is the Republican Party's being divided by the deep swamp and the push for experimental vaccines to extreme levels, ladies and gentlemen. Hang tight. Lowell Nelson, campaignforliberty.org.
As you all know, Roe versus Wade has resulted in some of the most permissive abortion laws anywhere in the world. For example, in the United States, it's one of only seven countries to allow elective late-term abortions, along with China, North Korea, and others. Right now, in a number of states, the laws allow a baby to be born from his or her mother's womb in the ninth month. It is wrong. It has to change. Americans are more and more pro-life. You see that all the time. In fact, only 12% of Americans support abortion on demand at any time. Under my administration, we will always defend the very first right in the Declaration of Independence, and that is the right to life.
As a parent, is receiving a faith-based, character-focused education for your children difficult to find? Do you believe that godly principles should be a central component in your child's education? Imagine a school where faith and integrity are at its center, where heritage and responsibility instill character. For over 40 years, American Heritage School has been educating both hearts and minds, bringing out academic excellence. This is the school where character and embracing the providence of a living God are fundamental, where students' national test scores average near the 90th percentile. With American Heritage School's Advanced Distance Education Program, distance is no longer an issue. With an accredited LDS-oriented curriculum from kindergarten through 12th grade, your children can attend from anywhere in the world. American Heritage School will prepare your child for more than a job. It will prepare them for life. To learn more, visit American-Heritage.org. That's American-Heritage.org.
I want to dedicate this song to Mr. Rupert Murdoch.
All right, back with you live, ladies and gentlemen. Lowell Nelson, campaignforliberty.org, riding shotgun on the broadcast today. Weber County Republican Party censures U.S. Senator Mitt Romney. Epic Times even picked up the story. Isn't that amazing? Lowell, final tidbit on this one.
Yes, Sam. The Epic Times, I've noticed, is always picking up hard-hitting stories. I don't have another comment about the censure, but about Epic Times. These folks are advertising the fact that they, the ones who are producing and spearheading the effort of Epic Times, they say that they came from these communist countries, these dictatorships, these socialist of places where the freedom and liberty has been lost, and they're here to warn us of the danger, the impending, looming danger to America. And, you know, I think that's cool. I think that's important for us to stand up and awaken our awful situation to listen to these guys. Sometimes the very best liberty advocates, advocates of liberty, are those who have come from, communist Poland, from Hungary, from Romania, Czechoslovakia, and other places around the world that have suffered under the iron fist of despotism. I mean, what do you think about epic times, Sam?
I think we always need to be careful when it's foreign nations on one hand. On the other hand, I think they've proven their mettle over time, and so I really have respect for and appreciation for the epic times, and it's amazing to me that in Utah here, we're... You have in Utah a local county, literally, what, 40 miles from my house, maybe 50 miles mm-hmm. tops. Okay. And I got to go to the Epic Times to get the news about the censure of my own bureaucrats and politicians. What the heck's going on around here? So I got to give them tremendous credits, what I'm telling you.
Yeah, absolutely agree, Sam. I'm kudos to them. So I haven't seen stories yet that I have felt like I needed to distrust because they were spun with certain agenda. Yeah, I just haven't seen that
yet. I agree. They don't have that. And the fact that they pick up this local mm-hmm. story and we have to get it from them as opposed to our own local news, why isn't our own local news talking about this like they should be? It's an epic big story because they don't want to. It goes against their advertisers. Yeah. It goes against the people that funded Romney. It goes against the mainstream kind of idea that Romney's above reproach lie. I mean, anyway. But the Epic Times, good work, and I'm glad we have the piece. And I'm really glad for the party censure, because what they're saying to you is, you know what? You're dividing their party. You are literally attacking Trump, and the truth is that Mitt Romney owes we the people an apology. Why? Because it turns out that a bunch of fake news stories were used in the trial, the impeachment of Donald Trump, which means they really impeached him on a false premise, that the news got caught spinning. So the news fed the court proceeding equivalent, which is the impeachment in the House, okay, that was based on lies. They said that a guy was beat up with a fire extinguisher and killed him. Lie, not true. They said several other things that turned out to be not factual as well. And so that really, Romney owes the people an apology for that. He was misled on the information, and he went along, and he ought to be a little wiser next time. I think that's what the censure is meant to say. Shame on you. Don't do this stuff anymore. Be careful. All right, Bill Gates, funded company. This is scary stuff, lol.
Well, I'll say it truly is. Another story from the Epic Times wanted to surface this morning, and it's the fact that this Bill Gates-funded company releases genetically modified mosquitoes in the United States. They're in Florida, in the Florida Keys. That's right, Sam. Genetically modified mosquitoes have been released for the first time as part of an experiment to combat insect-borne diseases such as dengue fever, yellow fever, and the Zika virus, right? The UK-based biotechnology firm Oxitec, which is funded by the Gates Foundation, said it released the mosquitoes in six locations in Monroe County, Florida, part of an effort to help tackle a disease-transmitting invasive mosquito population that is responsible for virtually all mosquito-borne diseases transmitted to humans, says the company. These mosquitoes make up about 4% of the mosquito population in the Keys. Interesting, Sam. This experiment is in collaboration with the Florida Keys Mosquito Control District. Well, and here's what concerns me. It was approved by the EPA, the Florida Department of Ag, the CDC, and an independent advisory board. So right there, I mean, I'm thinking to myself, holy cow. Who is behind this? Who is cooperating? You know, all the evil players, and I don't like the smell of this at this point in reading the story. Over the
Amen
next
to that,
12
but
weeks,
let's look. Hold on, let's look who's left out from the people giving approval. Lol.
Mm-hmm. Well, the story ends with the statement that residents say they were not asked for their consent in the experiment. That's who's being left out, Sam. The people who live in the Florida Keys.
So in my opinion, all the people along the way that approved such a shenanigan without the people's involvement, without peer-reviewed studies and transparency and all this, those people should be fired. Okay, this is absolutely unacceptable. But you got to ask yourself some other questions about these genetically modified mosquitoes. What is the intent of creating a, I don't know what you call it, a man-made manipulated mosquito? What will be the outcome? What do they even claim the goal is, first of all? And then what might be the reality is the next question, right?
Right. Well, the claim here is that they've modified the male mosquitoes, you know, the ones that don't bite, in other words. And so the males are expected to mate with the local female mosquitoes. And in doing so, what they do is they pass to the female a lethal gene that will ensure that, the female offspring die before reaching maturity. Okay, that's the claim of the company, right? And they've done some tests.
Stop for a second. The same claim is being made in a roundabout way, which is to reduce the populations with the COVID vaccines and we the people. Similar tracks for similar agenda, maybe?
Yeah.
Reduce the population of mosquitoes and people. We'll talk about that coming up in a second. Stick with the mosquitoes, but don't lose that comparative, okay? So they want to kill off the mosquitoes. Why? We need mosquitoes, don't we? Aren't they part of the ecosystem?
That's kind of what I'm thinking, Sam. You know, as much as people don't like mosquito bites, you know, if God placed them here on earth, then don't they have a divine purpose, a divine role to fill? You know, these experiments, they achieve so-called success in Malaysia, Brazil, and Panama, where mosquito populations have dropped by as much as 90% in the places where they've done these experiments. And so it just worries me, you know, that over the next 12 weeks, they say fewer than 12,000 mosquitoes are expected to emerge each week for approximately 12 weeks. And untreated comparison sites will be monitored with mosquito traps. So what they're doing, Sam, is they're looking at the numbers of mosquitoes, right? And what they're going to find is that these genetically modified organisms, these mosquitoes, the numbers will have dropped in the sites where their GMOs were released and in comparison to the sites where they're not released, right? And so they're going to count the numbers and they'll say, we have a 90% drop in the mosquito population because of these GMOs. Let's just GMO all the mosquitoes in the world, and then we won't have them to deal with, you know, to bite us and to annoy us. But what is the cost, Sam? What is the cost of upsetting the cycle of life that God has placed here on earth? That's my big concern. Don't they have a divine role to play? And is it really wise to eliminate them like this, Sam?
Well, I would say that it is playing God. It is absolutely not backed by science. It's backed by a political or manipulative or whatever you want to call it, population reduction, some psychotic agenda. You know what? Mosquitoes play a vital role in the ecosystem. Mosquitoes have been on the planet for a long time, ladies and gentlemen. And we've been able to get along with them. No doubt, I know they're a pest, but we get along with them fine. At least we have. Now, I know that we are used to mosquitoes that can bite humans and spread disease and all that kind of stuff. That's all you hear. But mosquitoes do have their benefits, folks. And this is the problem that I have. We're playing God. Okay, mosquitoes are a food source. Yeah, they're a food source for other animals, right? They're packed with protein and everything else, right?
That's exactly right, Sam. And that's the point I want to make, too, is that you have to ask yourself the question, who eats mosquitoes?
And you want
to
know?
Have to answer your, yeah.
Birds?
Absolutely.
Fish?
Birds.
Insects? Bats? Amphibians? Reptiles? And the list goes on and on. Mosquitoes also remove waste. Yeah, to make compost, etc.
That's right, and we have seen this firsthand when the DDT was being sprayed in the Intermountain West, Sam. In the 1960s, people thought, well, we can't leave these bugs, let these bugs eat the trees, and so they sprayed DDT, and what happened? We had terrible effects and results from that, Sam.
Because Liberty Roundtable Live, ladies and gentlemen, hang tight. Lowell Nelson on your radio.
Protecting your liberties. You're listening to Liberty News Radio. USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Police in Colorado are reporting a gunman shot dead six people and then himself at a birthday party in Colorado Springs on Sunday. The suspect, a boyfriend of one of the female victims, drove to the residence, walked inside, and began shooting before taking his own life. A motive for the attack is not known. The victims were all adults, but a number of children were present at the time. Republican lawmakers appear poised to remove Congresswoman Liz Cheney from the third highest leadership post within the party. Republicans in the U.S. House of Representatives could vote as early as Wednesday. Horse trainer Bob Baffert, who won a record-setting 7th Kentucky Derby with Medina Spirit this month, on Sunday said the Dark Bay colt had failed a post-race drug test. Baffert said a post-race sample provided by Medina Spirit had tested positive for 21 picograms of the anti-inflammatory drug betamethasone. Churchill Downs officials say they'll await the conclusion of investigation before taking further steps. USA Radio News.
Is a new war with China coming? It's never been this bad, and even Henry Kissinger is warning Americans. Trade, freedom, technology, and war threats against Taiwan. China is a real threat. All this week on Newsmax TV, Grant Stinchfield looks at the real danger of the Red Dragon and why Americans must be alarmed. Stinchfield shows how Trump's policies with China worked and why Biden's are failing. So tune in tonight at 8 p.m. Eastern to see Stinchfield's series, The Dangerous Dragon. Stinchfield tells you the real truth on Newsmax, America's fourth highest rated cable news network, on all major cable systems. If you don't get it, call your cable system, tell them you want it. Or get Newsmax free on your smart TV. Or tune in on Roku, Amazon Fire, Pluto, Zumo, and YouTube. And millions have downloaded the free Newsmax app on their smartphone. You can too. America is tuning into Newsmax because it's real news for real people.
Hackers infiltrate a pipeline operator with ransomware, and repercussions will be affecting every American. Jeremy Scott with the Oregon USA Radio News Bureau reports.
Biden administration officials are working with the operator of Colonial Pipeline, a top U.S. fuel pipeline in Georgia that serves a large part of the East Coast.
The president was briefed yesterday. It's an all-hands-on-deck effort right now, and we are working closely with the company, state and local officials to, you know, make sure that they get back up to normal operations as quickly as possible, and there aren't disruptions in supply.
Commerce Secretary Gina Raimondo on CBS's Face the Nation. A ransomware attack has taken the pipeline offline. Colonial operates a network of more than 5,500 miles of pipeline from Texas to New Jersey, transporting about 2.5 million barrels per day of gasoline and other fuels that serve customers, including major U.S. airports.
Colonial Pipeline is a subsidiary of Bengal Pipeline Company, LLC. USA Radio News.
Mosquitoes, believe it or not, benefit engineering. We've been able to slow down mosquitoes and figure out how they do all kinds of things, and it's been very helpful scientifically. Mosquitoes are pollinators, no doubt about that reality check as well. Mosquitoes, believe it or not, protect the rainforest. They're medically important because they teach us all kinds of stuff about medicine. Wow. Not only that, they're a food source. Folks, this is serious. Playing games with this is disaster. And I know we mean well, but we've tried multiple times to eliminate mosquitoes. And as Lowell Nelson mentioned, the DDT, but there was even before that some experiments and efforts to get rid of mosquitoes, and it went south big time. Now we think we're going to create our own mosquito to beat God's mosquito. Good luck, Lowell.
It's foolhardy, Sam, for us to think that we can take out mosquitoes without interrupting the cycle of life that God put here in place. And there's, you know, just like DDT ended up killing birds. I mean, we didn't have any blue jays in the mountains of Idaho where I grew up for several decades, and finally the blue jays are making a comeback. But we interrupted their life cycle, and it took, like I say, decades for them to recover from the effects of the DDT poisoning that was sprayed in the Intermountain West in the 1950s and 60s. So this, I believe, will result in a disaster as well, because they are a food source. They do have an important, a divine role to play here on this planet, and by our contaminating them, by genetically modifying them to die, we are playing God, and it's going to end badly, Sam.
I don't even know how to respond to this, ladies and gentlemen, because here's what I find fascinating. Where are all the environmentalists when you need them, Lowell?
Yeah, good question, Sam.
I mean, they're all gone, right? They're not saying a word, and I don't understand why. Wouldn't they be up in arms going, hey, mosquitoes are important and we got to have them? Why did God create mosquitoes in the first place, you ask, huh?
Yeah, I would think that the folks from PETA would be upset. They would be up in arms protesting this. I mean, the upset to the life cycle is what they would be protesting, the economic sensitive people. And I'm economically eco-sensitive, too. I think this is wrong to be upsetting the life cycle this way. But even more sinister, behind all of this GMO experimentation is the thought that they, if they can do it to mosquitoes, they can do it to us, Sam. They can do it to humans. And I find this abhorrent, just a terrible direction to be taking by the scientific community, and particularly because residents are not involved in these kinds of decisions. It's going to end very badly. And we've already seen the effects of GMO on humans, and that's the essence of our next story, which you broached last Saturday, Sam, in your broadcast.
There you have it. Anyway, I find it fascinating that we believe we should be good stewards of the earth and acknowledge mosquitoes, as I know they're pests, and I get it, and I know a lot of people die from mosquitoes and everything else, but I also understand that God put them here, and I understand they're part of the ecosystem. And I think we need to learn to live with God's creations. It's kind of like, why are there weeds, you know, in my nice grass or in my flower beds or in my garden or whatever else? And a lot of it's to torment man. And the goal is to teach us to be humble and to learn to live with these things that vex us in an effort to turn us into beings that are truly the children of God. Anyway, I won't go on more about that, but consider that, ladies and gentlemen. But I ask, where are all the environmentalists to help us to be good stewards of the earth? And good stewards of the earth does not include Bill Gates funding a company to create and release genetically modified mosquitoes and ask everybody and get everybody's, quote, involvement. When I say everybody, I mean bureaucrats all the way to the global level, all the way down to the local level, the bureaucrats are involved. But the people were never asked about this experiment in their backyards. That is, in my opinion, criminal. Because remember, government derives its just power from the consent of who? Not the CDC or the FDC or the CIA, any whatever, three-letter, you know. But by we the people. Remember that reality check, and they've left us out of the mix. That's their biggest sin, in my view here. But I submit to you that the more we tamper with the earth, the more we play God, the worse it's going to get for us. Write it down. Remember who warned you first. All right, ladies and gentlemen, prominent scientist, and this is the tie that I want to get. So they're trying to reduce the population of mosquitoes. They're also trying to reduce the population of we the people, Lowell Nelson. Prominent scientist tells CDC to halt the COVID-19 vaccine, sir. This is a prominent person to not be ignored, absolutely. But they will ignore her anyway, won't they?
That's right, Sam. Molecular biologist and toxicologist Dr. Jancy Chun Lindsay, let's call her Dr. Lindsay here in our piece here, called for the CDC to halt COVID vaccine production and distribution immediately. This is a story that you broke on Saturday, Sam. She cited three concerns. Number one, fertility. Number two, blood clotting. And number three, immune escape. Now, we're going to learn what immune escape is in a moment here, but let's talk about fertility, her first concern. But Dr. Lindsay holds a doctorate in biochemistry and molecular biology from the University of Texas and has over 30 years of scientific experience, primarily in toxicology and mechanistic biology. In the mid-1990s, Dr. Lindsay herself helped to develop a temporary human contraceptive vaccine, okay, which ended up causing unintended autoimmune ovarian destruction and sterility in animals on which it was tested. So it's not like she has an ideological objection to bioengineering, Sam, or at least didn't, you know, 30 years ago. She helped develop this gene modification, this human contraceptive. But here she is today saying to the CDC, quote, "I strongly feel that all the gene therapy vaccines must be halted immediately due to safety concerns on several fronts." Right, end of quote. And then she goes on to describe these three concerns that she has. So I find this one of the most significant aspects of this story, Sam, is that a scientist, this toxicologist, Dr. Lindsay, who 20, 30 years ago was helping to develop a vaccine for human contraception, and then realized of the amount of destruction it was causing in the test animals they were testing it on, now decides, hey, we can't be doing this. So to me, basically, this is the strongest testimony you can have. Someone who was in favor of the practice 20 years ago and now is opposed to it today because of safety concerns. That is a huge reason to stop the production and distribution of these gene therapy modification injections. So first, let's talk about fertility. And now I realize this is going to get into some science here, we're going to start using some big words, but it's very helpful. She talks about syncytin. Now, syncytin is it's in all of the COVID vaccines first, okay? She has a credible reason to believe that the COVID vaccines will cross-react with the syncytin and the reproductive proteins in sperm, ova, and placenta, leading to impaired fertility and impaired reproductive and gestational outcomes.
Now, it sounds like what they're trying to do to the mosquitoes, doesn't it, Lowell?
Exactly. The similarities are eerie, Sam. She talks about the work of another Dr. Gallagher, who made excellent arguments as to why you would expect this cross-reaction due to what she calls beta sheet conformation similarities between spike proteins and syncytin 1 and syncytin 2. She says to the CDC, "I have yet to see a single immunological study which disproves this cross-reaction, despite the fact that it would literally take the manufacturers a single day, is all, just a single day for the manufacturers to identify this cross-reaction and to ascertain that this cross-reaction between syncytin and the COVID vaccine." But you know what? It's been over a year since Gallagher made those assertions, where the body attacks its own syncytin proteins due to the similarity in spike protein. See, that's what, Sam, these vaccines do. They cause production of the spike protein. But because of the similarity between the syncytin proteins and the spike proteins created by the vaccines, we're creating the situation where the body is going to attack itself, right? Well, then Dr. Lindsay highlights the pregnancy losses, the miscarriages reported to the VAERS reporting system, right, the Vaccine Adverse Event Reporting System. She says, "We have seen 100 pregnancy losses or miscarriages reported in Bayer's as of April 9th of this year, Sam." Tremendous information being shared with us right here by this Dr. Lindsay.
And it's only on Liberty Roundtable Live with Lowell Nelson, campaignforliberty.org.
As the United States boldly stepped forward in the glorious light provided by its new Constitution in 1787, the nations of the earth were in awe of the newfound strength and hope of this free land. Today, the nation stands at a crossroads. A divergence from the original intent put forth in the United States Constitution has brought grave threats to our beloved nation. A miracle is needed if the United States is to survive. That miracle is, again, the pure application of the United States Constitution. I'm Scott Bradley. In my To Preserve the Nation book and lecture series, I bring forth truths that will help raise up a new generation of statesmen like those noble Americans who founded this land. Vigorous application of these principles will invigorate and restore the nation, and we may become again the freest, most prosperous, most respected, and happiest nation on earth. Visit topreservethenation.com to begin that restoration.
Okay, girls, about finished with your lesson on money?
Daddy, what is a buy-sell spread for gold coins?
Well, when you sell a gold coin to a coin shop that's worth, say, $1,200, you don't actually get $1,200. But don't worry, we're members of UPMA now, so we don't have to worry about that.
Daddy, what if somebody steals our gold?
We don't have any gold at the house. It's stored safely in the UPMA vault, securely and insured.
But the S&P 500 outperformed gold. Daddy, gold is a bad investment.
Some people do think of it that way, but actually, gold is money. And as members of the United Precious Metals Association, we can use our gold at any store, just like a credit card. Or I can ask them to drop it right into Mommy and Daddy's bank account, because we're a UPMA member family. Find out more at upma.org. That's upma.org.
All right, back with you live. Lowell Nelson, campaigning for liberty.org with me. We're talking about prominent scientist tells the CDC to halt the COVID vaccine immediately. In a public comment to the CDC, she warned, Dr. Lindsay warned, hey, fertility, blood clotting, and immune escape are the three reasons you got to halt this thing immediately. It's not safe. It's not effective at all. And we need to be very careful. So, you know, fertility is the biggest concern. Blood clotting is another huge concern. But we also want to talk about immune escape because people don't understand this either. But this is critical, Lowell.
It is, Sam. Thank you. Immune escape is where the COVID virus mutates into another form that is, creates other mutations of the COVID or the virus for which the body is not prepared, and it ends up being worse than before. And so basically you're priming the virus to mutate and become worse than the original. And it's causing more COVID-related deaths across the population than would have occurred without the intervention. That's what.
So let me give you a couple quick examples that people are familiar with, Lowell. Using mosquitoes, for example, the more we try to use chemicals to get rid of the mosquitoes just come back and refine and adapt, and pretty soon the chemicals that we use don't work. Same thing's true with antibiotics. The more we use antibiotics, people already know now, they've learned over time that, hey, you use antibiotics too often, and pretty soon the bugs mutate and the superbugs come back and the antibiotics don't help. The similar reality check is happening here is the point. Those are two examples that the American people are quite familiar with, sir. Go ahead.
Yes, thank you. Great examples. Now, the potential for blood clotting disorders, which is called coagulopathy, and the potential for sterilization are really only part of the story. There are other potential long-term effects of these vaccines as well, such as the autoimmune disease and immune escape that we've just been talking about, whereby the vaccines administered to immune-compromised people accelerate the mutation rate of the virus so as to render both naturally acquired and vaccine-induced antibodies no longer effective. So that's the long scientific explanation of what Sam just explained in his two examples, which are excellent examples. Now, what did the CDC do after taking this public comment? They voted to resume the use of the Johnson & Johnson vaccine. Why? They believe the benefits outweigh the risks. And so I have to ask the question, Sam, the benefits to whom, right? I mean, it's all
you got to think about, first off, before we say the benefits to whom, I would ask a precursor question to that, Lowell, and that is this. What are the perceived benefits? Is it population control? Think about that.
Well, yeah.
If her biggest point is fertility, or infertility, whatever you want to say, is the biggest benefit, population control. In other words, are the benefits that you and I are thinking is the public the same benefits these people that are foisting this abuse on the rest of us? Are we talking about the same benefits, or when we use benefits, everybody's kind of thinking, oh, well, of course, we don't want to get COVID. We don't want people to get sick. We want people to be healthy. We're thinking of those benefits. Where they're thinking of a whole different list of benefits, like population control. Like making sure that we, the people, feel enough threat to where they can control us and lock us down and regulate our lives like no other governments have before, at least in America, in modern history. Okay, so what benefits are we talking about first? Then we can decide who benefits. And I submit to you that the people that are in big pharma benefit, the people that are in government that want to control all of us benefit, the people that want population control benefit, under the guise that we're all going to benefit in ways that are common sense and logical. But that isn't the way these people think. Not only do you have that prominent scientist that believes this is a big concern, there's more and more and more whistleblowers and evidence coming out, but it's ignored every time by the mainstream press and by governments, for the most part, worldwide, lol. Why?
Yeah, that's a great question, Sam. I think back to Bill Gates' TED Talk where he says if we're successful with these vaccines, our global vaccination campaign, we will be able to reduce human population by 10 or 15%. You know, what in the world was he making that kind of comment for? Basically, he's talking about extermination of a huge fraction of God's children on this earth. And he calls that success. He believes that would be a successful vaccination campaign or the result of a successful campaign. And so you have to wonder, you know, success to them is defined so very differently than what success to us would be defined. I mean, I would say that success would mean that, you know, humans would be, their immune system would respond appropriately and naturally to whatever virus, to whatever pathogens are out there. And, you know, without the need for any intervention, to me, that would be a successful immune response in the human family. But to them, you know, they have something else in mind, Sam. They're being led about by the adversary, and the adversary wants to reduce the number of people who obtain bodies on this earth. He wants to make it miserable for people. He wants us to die before we have a chance to prove our valiance to God. I mean, there's just so much going on here behind the scenes, and it's truly a concern when these vaccines are being touted as the next best thing since sliced bread, when in reality they will result in untold human misery and human suffering, Sam. Mark it down. You heard it here. It's going to happen.
All right, let me kind of illustrate another point for you. Remember, we were told, first off, there's only a 10-day, you know, maybe 14-day lockdown to get ahead of this thing that turned into over a year. Then we were told if we all got the vaccines that you wouldn't need masks and all this kind of stuff. Then the vaccine people like Anthony Fauci are wearing a mask and then that are already vaccinated wearing double masks, right? Well, now Anthony Fauci, whacked out as he is, just proposed another idea. You ready?
Okay.
Dr. Anthony Fauci floated the idea, the possibility, just yesterday on Sunday, that masks wearing may become a seasonal practice in the United States, even long after the coronavirus pandemic has ended. What do you think of that, Lowell?
Wow. See, I think that's a greater suppression of the immune system. The immune system needs exercise, just like your muscular system needs exercise, Sam. And if we think, well, first of all, I think it's futile to think that you can dissuade pathogens from entering your respiratory tract with a cloth mask like that. But even if it did, it would mean the artificial suppression of your immune system, which needs exercise. How in the world could you expect it to be strong if you keep all the pathogens away? See, we're designed by God to come in contact with these pathogens and for the immune system to kick in, do its natural thing, provide a response, and then a lifelong immunity to that pathogen forevermore. And so by trying to create a barrier, we're playing God again. And it's going to end badly. We just shouldn't be.
Hey,
doing
Lowell,
that.
Do you remember as a kid in the '70s there was a movie that came out, or like a Yeah, I guess a movie. It was on TV, though. That's why I'm hesitating what it was called. I don't know if it was a movie or a documentary, but it was called Bubble Boy. Do you remember this?
Bubble Boy. No, I'm sorry, I don't.
And this kid lived in a bubble because he was basically allergic to and whatever and everything. And so he lived in a bubble to keep him safe and everything else, and they kept this guy alive. And anyway, I can't remember everything about it. I have to try to look it up. It just came to mind, though. They're acting like we all need to be Bubble Boy. That we all need to live in some kind of a safe bubble or whatever. It's insanity, ladies and gentlemen. And so we got an article to finish off relating to this same topic, if you will, about they're using it to lock us all down, folks. Gary Barnett writes this piece, but it relates so beautifully to the concerns we have. Lowell?
I like to read Gary's columns. He's a retired gentleman, lives in Montana, been writing about liberty, politics, and history for over two decades. He's against war. He's against aggressive war. And he's against the state. And so I like to read him, even though his stuff is so very, very sobering. He says, in order to defeat the oppression, the corruption that exists in this world, we must prepare to fight back. What he says, Sam, summarize basically, he says the number of cases, the number of deaths is going to decline right now because the big pharma wants us to think that their experimental gene therapy injections, which they call vaccines, are effective. But we also need to realize that the CDC is moving the goalposts on us. They've instructed the PCR test labs to reduce the number of cycles of their PCR test way down to 27, 28 cycles instead of up to, about the 40 cycles that they have been. And, of course, that's going to result in far fewer false positives. And so it's going to appear to the public as if the vaccines are being effective. Well, Gary writes that this is the calm before the storm. And he says, it is my studied opinion that these poisonous injections, falsely called vaccines, will cause extreme numbers of deaths in the near future. And, he goes on and explains why. He doesn't talk about the scientific reasons, but if our listeners would just remember what we just discussed about Dr. Lindsay talking about the problems with fertility because of the attack, the body's own attack on its own, sperm, ova, and placenta, which is resulting in numerous miscarriages, and also remember her discussion of the blood clotting problems, the coagulopathy problems, and then also remember her discussion about immune escape, right? I mean, these are the problems, and then we realize that Gary is probably right. There will be more deaths in the near future. There will be more problems with fertility, more miscarriages, more blood clotting problems. So what is the solution that he suggests? He writes this. He says, in order to defeat evil, one must fully understand the enemy and how he thinks. In the case of the COVID scam and the ruler's claimed intent, it is imperative to forget the perceived threat and to concentrate on the end game. And that's why I appreciate so much what you do here, Sam, on Liberty Roundtable. You identify the end game, which is, in this case, is domination, right? It's the slavery of humankind. And so the solution then becomes more obvious if you know the end game. If you know that they want to subject you entirely to them, then you're going to behave differently. And what Gary is suggesting is that we simply need to be unified in our disobedience to this COVID, to the policy response to COVID. Don't wear a mask, don't get the vaccine, and if enough people are unified in their disobedience to this, that will end the threat, basically, without a shot being fired, without any physical violence being involved, we can, stop this tsunami of tyranny coming our way, Sam.
Ladies and gentlemen, is Gary Barnett on track? You decide. I think he is. We need to be very careful to prepare and gain strength for the coming tyranny. Each of us need to work hard to preserve liberty for us and our children. By the way, really quick, movie Bubble Boy came out in 2001. He's been in a bubble all his life due to no immune system. That's the modern funny adaptation. But the movie that I was mentioning is called The Boy in the Plastic Bubble, 1976 American TV movie. That's more reality, but both of those have to do with people living in a bubble because they have no immune system. That's what they're trying to act like we are. No immune systems? God gave us an immune system. Never forget it. For Lowell Nelson and Sam Bushman, God save the Republic.